The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio, as we are again working from our homes here and not the studio. And I am so honored again that we have our very favorite guest, Daphne Davis, here with us for talking about how we're dealing with the current scenario with COVID-19 and all the different things that are going on with our families and our senior living communities, and specifically you, Daphne. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm thrilled that we can use technology and figure out how we can keep some kind of, quote, normalcy in our routine here at Answers for Elders.
We are. And, you know, Daphne, I have to say I am so thrilled to be able to talk to you. There's so much going on. And yet, you know, it seems like it's the same old, same old. But as we are evolving with this process, it's not same old, same old. There's new things that are happening. There's new things that are popping up. Where many of our counties are moving into phase two, and what specifically does that really mean, and all that stuff. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in the industry today.
Well, right now I have to tell you that people are continuing to get good care. It's just a little bit more creative in how we discover that good care and how we build relationships, but people are still doing fine. I want to tell you, I mean, yes, we're getting weary. All of us are weary, whether you're 2 years old or 10 years old and not in school, or, you know, doing your 30-year-old stuff that you do, or 80-year-old, we're all getting weary of this. And so I implore everybody to just keep your patience, keep your smile, know that we're all in the same spot together still. And our humanity will rise to the occasion. Our hearts will be there if we focus on that. So keep our hearts centered. Remember, I can't say this enough, to smile. Keep your smile. I see so many people with long faces right now. We're weary. And so I've been trying to do my smile when I'm in my car or at the grocery store or something. Just that extra little twinkle in your eye might go a long way for someone. So it's very simple, but we're going to get through this. In terms of moving into phase two, there are some counties in our state that are in phase two. We are not yet in King, Pierce, and Snohomish, but we will be soon, hopefully. And unfortunately, well, there's a good thing that we're moving forward in this four-phase thing, but for our seniors who are the most vulnerable to this virus, we still need to be very cautious and conservative in terms of our interactions. So keep that point of view that we still want to protect the most vulnerable people. So don't think that everything is going to be wide open here in terms of assisted livings or adult family homes, hospitals, nursing homes. Still going to have lots of guidelines for us to follow.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, it's interesting, Daphne, because I think in a certain ways, at least the seniors that I've spoken to, there's a little bit of fear factor there as the state is starting to open, because they are so vulnerable and because there's been so much irresponsibility around people in the state that are making it harder. And I think one of the things that I have seen, like, it still appalls me that, you know, walking into my grocery store, I see probably a third of the people in there without masks on. That concerns me. You know, yes, for the people that are not wearing masks, that's their issue, right? But the what scares me is that single mom that's, you know, working as an essential employee for everybody else so that we can purchase our groceries. And yet, you know, there's no regard for them and what they're bringing home to maybe that they have a senior loved one that lives with them or something like that. So there's that element of fear that is going on. And then the other thing that I'm hearing from executive directors of communities as families are getting restless, it's like, well, can I just take dad out for a walk outside when we both wear masks? Or can't I, you know, if I wear a mask, why can't I come and visit? you know, those kinds of things. And it's making sure that everyone understands that this is for dad's safety, you know? And it's just because we're opening up and, you know, it is in the best interest of a senior living community to reunite seniors with their family members. And it's a process, you know.
It is.
So therein lies the challenge.
I know it is very hard, and there's lots of thoughts around, you know, everything that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think that we need to constantly remember your level of risk that you're willing to take on a personal level. Let's say you don't have the restrictions of community of care.
Right.
So if you're in your own homes and figuring out what's best for your loved ones,
mm-hmm.
go with what your information gathering is and what your personal family level of risk is if your mom and dad are still in your own home. You have to make your own decisions there.
Sure.
And gather the information that you think is right for your family. So it is really hard, but we can continue to do creative things. I would love to have the mailman inundated with lots of mail going to our seniors. Just make those mailboxes full. Have a daily postcard. Send a wrapped up cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do whatever it is, but something exciting to go, oh, I'm going to go check my mailbox today.
It's so true. And there are ways that we can be creative. And I would love to talk about that later in the hour, because I think that there's a lot of opportunities for us as a community to come together. I also know, just as senior communities as a whole, they're doing everything that they can to ramp up the social interaction within their walls and within their, you know, within their properties. And I think that's really an exciting thing that's going on. And certainly, you know, everybody is stepping up. And one of the things that I'm learning so much is just how much in awe I am of our providers out there. People like you, people like, you know, our senior living organizations. I spoke with Angela Brigance, who is the executive director over at Harbor Point, just yesterday. And she was telling me a lot about what they've done things extra in their communities so that, you know, seniors can come together and, you know, with their loved one in a new way. And on Mother's Day, they arranged a big parade. Can you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And they brought seniors out into the balconies of the property and the way it lays around. They had 30 cars, and they encouraged families to come to dress up their cars. They sent images of each one of their senior, you know, their family members. They took pictures in the community, and then the community actually sent the family that they proof so that they could go get a image blown up so that their loved one could see that it was their family. And what they did was they actually came in with all these cars and they showed pictures of their loved ones in this caravan, and they had 30 cars on Mother's Day. And she said it lasted for 2.5 hours as they were all parked out there all the way around in like a surrounding the building. And everybody, they had music, they had balloons, they had all kinds of stuff that they celebrated Mother's Day that way. And I thought, you know, that is so darn creative. I was so impressed with, you know, it's amazing how hard times people can come together.
You can. It's just thinking outside the box and doing a little bit extra. I mean, it's a little bit out of our normal routine, but it goes so far. That little extra energy that you give is well worth it. So very good idea. I do think that there's a lot of positive things going on, but at the same time, just making that extra phone call, making the little things on an individual level, remember it matters. If you think of somebody, call them. If you somebody, send them a note. If you've got that box of cards that you intend to send to everybody, have that box of cards empty, you know, by the end of June. make it happen.
Great idea.
Have somebody pick up some stamps for you. I mean, not only does that give to somebody else, but you will be amazed at how it motivates you. Mm-hmm. It gets you out of your own thoughts, you the listener right now.
Mm-hmm.
The ripple effect is huge by giving of yourself, and it's a small little thing. I think it's a 52-cent stamp and some time with the pen in your hand and sharing some thoughts.
Yeah, and
it's
if
you're going through old pictures, throw in a picture or something that to your friend. When you were grade school friends or something, put the picture in the card and let that stimulate somebody's mind and memories. I mean, it's little things. It really doesn't take that much. And as we're all in our own homes, think about how much we're cleaning out things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them into the mailbox.
Daphne, you have been such a wonderful linchpin, and I use that term metaphorically, to our senior communities, because you really work with the families and help them figure stuff out. And I know now there's a lot of challenges going on with how do I better take care of my senior loved one. And I would love to explore that in the next segment. So Daphne, everyone, Daphne will be with us the whole hour today. So I know everybody loves to hear her. And let's talk about that. Let's talk a little bit about how families can work within the senior environment of what we have right now. And so in the meantime, Daphne, how does everyone reach you before we transition to the next segment?
Well, I've been thrilled because so many people are reaching out to me, but it's 855-734-1500 is our phone number. That's 855-734-1500. And of course, that PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
Perfect. Well, Daphne, everyone, we'll be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.